Does this fly? The following equation. So this is Klein-Gordon propagator, Klein operator, usual. And this is general notation for this is okay. Right. And this is minus I delta function. Four-dimensional delta function. So this is solution of Klein-Gordon equation, but with a source. You see, now we have not zero on the right-hand side, but delta-like source. So it's like we have delta-like source or point-like source, and it exists only at one time, x0 equal y0. We consider derivative with respect to x, or this argument. Okay, so we should solve this equation. Take its Fourier transform of this equation. First, we take Fourier transform of dg, right? Then we have this dg f minus y equal d 4 p over 2 pi 4. And this is Fourier transform d tilde, which depends now on momentum. Substitute into equation. Then we get d g tilde p and equal minus r. Because Fourier transform of delta function is just one. So we have this stuff. And now formally we can write answer. Formally you will understand why I use this word in a moment. We can write, actually I can still write this, give me formal answer. D G X minus Y equal, and this is d 4 p 2 pi 4 p x minus y. And here I just substitute what I have here, right? So this is p square minus m square. So I substitute my d tilde g p. because from here, formally, I could write, this is my dg tilde t. Problem, however, is that this integral is not well defined. There are two poles P zero equal and P zero equal minus right in dg P. So it looks like if I am considering now complex plane for P0, so I could consider complex value for P0. So what I have, you will understand why I need complex again. I have two pole, minus and this is plus. So if I take, if I want to integrate first on P0, then I have divergence. So in this case, problem is not uniquely defined. And one should introduce an additional prescription to calculating this integral. For prescription for avoiding those spoils, poles, this in P0 integration. Different prescription lead to different Green function. Two different Green's function. Okay, let's consider what is called retarded Green function. By definition, this is function we call now dr. Before we put dg Green, this is general for any Green function, but now retarded dr, this guy by definition equals zero if x zero less than y zero. Okay, so if something happened with y, it should appear at x, at y zero it should appear in this case at x0 at later moment of time. Otherwise, this is zero. No propagating of signal, for example, or particle, and so on. So this is definition of retarded function. Okay, let us show that prescription in this case is that you should consider D R tilde P, something like that, 1, like everything like before. Okay, just let me, how, so this was I over pi square minus m square. So I should put I. But here I add some small, infinitesimally small imaginary part of this type. So epsilon in the end should go to 0. So let us, so certainly it satisfies our equation, but let me show that with this additional term, it will satisfy this condition that it equals 0 for all x0 equal y0. Sorry? Okay. Positive is epsilon by definition is positive and goes to 0. Right. Right. So let's put 0 plus. Right. It's good. Good thought. Yeah, certainly one should. Let me put. Positive, and we should in the end remove epsilon. Okay. Now let's consider how poles now looks. This is simple quadratic equation. Poles now. Plus 2e epsilon p 0 equal 0, and this equation gives me, of course, this p0 plus minus square root p square plus m square minus 2 I epsilon epsilon p0. And this, because this is infinitesimally small, leads to answer. Two poles now looks like that. P0 poles. Equal plus minus. Just considering Taylor expansion. 1 minus E epsilon P 0. And this is P square plus M square. And this leads to the following answer. Okay. P0 poles equal, we have two positive, and this is square root of P square plus M square minus E epsilon, absolute value of P0, I put in this case, and this is square root p square plus m square, and they cancel. Okay. Now, this is one pole, another with minus. Now, look, what is important? Now, p0 gives additional minus here, but now minus comes also. So again, no change in this case. Minus E epsilon, again, absolute value of P zero, and on this square root. And again, we can cancel at the pole. So what we have now is the following. So let's consider now plane our. This is imaginary P0, real P0. And you can see both poles have very small imaginary part, both this and this. It's important to have P0 this, because this minus and minus from P0 cancel even for negative part. So what we have is this. Little bit under real axis. And same here. Plus P square plus M square. And again, minus E epsilon, right? And this is our integration, okay? How we can integrate this integral? Okay, so first let's consider the case consider first the case when x zero less than y zero. So our condition that this guy equals zero, let us show that it's satisfied. Okay, so what we consider this our integral, P0 integral, P0 integral we consider, and we can introduce large, say, minus T, T, and this is our integral. This is our integrand. So for me, just to show that in principle one should consider, so integral from minus infinity to plus infinity. So if I have finite t, this is minus t, say, and this is t. Let me consider integration over this. This let me call c2 part of circle, and this is what is part of the real axis I put in integral C1. So point is that because there are no, if I consider integral over this closed contour, because there are no poles, no singularities inside due to Cauchy theorem, integral over P0, this equals zero. So integral, let me call in this way, C1 plus integral over C2 this is integrand, right? And this is again we should write limit T goes to infinity. So this is equal zero. But point is that integral dp0 over c2 limit t goes to infinity, this is our integral, goes to zero. Why? So this is the case x0 minus y0. Again, let's look at our integrand, where our integrand here. So what is relevant for us here? This is this exponent. There is p0 factor, right? So let me look at this p0 factor, minus I p0 x0 minus y0. Then when I substitute p0 and there is imaginary part for any angle, right? That I have imaginary part, and this imaginary part positive. So p0 will look like a plus, right, I b. Then this guy will give me minus I a x 0 minus y 0, and I have another term, ib, which gives me plus plus b, I put this, x 0 minus y 0. But when x 0 less than y 0, this guy is proportional e minus b, and this is positive y0 x0, and this oscillating factor. But important thing is that at finite t, radius t, it's convergent, of course, along this cycle, because it's good, very good factor, right? A kind of cutoff factor. But when t goes to infinity, b goes to infinity for any non-zero angle, m contribution over c2 equals zero in this limit, as I said. So what it means that from here, we get that our integral over C1, sorry, limit, yeah, maybe, okay. Maybe it's, we conclude. There. Limit t goes to infinity of this integral c2 equals 0, and then our integral over, which is limit t goes to infinity, and this is minus t, t dp0 over real axis. And this is our integrand equals 0. So indeed, in this case, we showed with this prescription, integral along real axis equals 0 when x0 is less than y0. Okay, now let's calculate the case when opposite happens, when actually x0 is larger than y0. In this case, what we have, different situation. In this case, good idea, this is our poles, right? Here and here. And this is my integral. This is minus t. This is t. In this case, good idea to consider lower to close this contour in lower part of the plane P0. Because now we have, in this case, this is C2 now, this is C1, but now we have poles inside. Before we did not have. And indeed, in this case, we have P0 now is A minus IB. And this leads to integral P0 x0 minus y0 equal oscillating factor of I. Times factor connected with imaginary part B. And now, again, this guy tells us that when t goes to infinity, contribution along circle goes to zero. So we can say that limit of our integral when t goes to infinity, again, C1, this I symbolically write, C2 equal limit t goes to infinity, our integral, C1, along real axis, which is nothing but integral from minus t, 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 dp0, and integral. But now we can calculate this integral by using residue Cauchy theorem. We have two poles only. So it's easy to calculate this stuff. Okay. Let me write maybe here carefully. Using Cauchy residue theorem, we get. But before writing, let me write here how this formulate theorem, Cauchy's theorem. So if we have, right, 2 pi e I, and this is closed contour in complex plane along closed contour C, and we have some function which has poles in this inside this region, then answer is just sum of those residues. So f z has this form I r I over z minus z I plus regular part. So we have two poles, so we should get two terms. So we get the following then. So now we write d for p, this is our integral, 2 pi 4. So as I said, limit when t goes to infinity, integral over the closed contour reduced to our integral door along real part. So this is so we write dp, or maybe we can write like that. So we get dr. This is the case, remember, x0 larger than y0 equal d 4p over 2 pi to the 4 e x minus y And now we use Cauchy theorem. All residue theorem. And integrate over dp0. And the answer is integral. Now we have all the integral over p spatial because we integrate p0. And we have two contributions, just check by yourself. It's very easy, two poles, not multiple poles, but regular pole. And P0 is, of course, at the pole, it's equal EP, this our friend, right? But what is this first term? This term is nothing else as our function dx minus y, which I discussed in the very beginning of this class. This is, and this with minus, another sign plus. So minus, I should put minus, d y minus x. But this is exactly what before we call function connected with commutator. So we can say that this guy equal phi, phi x, phi y. This is this. And this guy equal phi y, phi x. And this is exactly that now we have commutator, but between to vacuum, but because anyway it's C number, this is our friend D minus X minus Y. From here we can write answer for function R. It's equal theta function, because this function is non-zero only when X0 is larger than Y0. And here we write D minus X minus Y. This is what is called Pauli-Jordan function, but with theta function. Okay, so this is answer for our retarded function. Or let me write another form, or d r, if you like, we can write in more explicit theta. And this is commutator. it's same, because this is nothing else but d minus I call x minus 1. Okay. In your assignment number 2, you should calculate the same, but what is called advanced function. In the case of advanced function, the only difference is, so you should solve this problem, it equals 0 when x0 not less than y0, like in this case, but it's 0 when x0 is larger than y0. So you should calculate this. Right.
X and phi y in terms of the measurement. But is there a difference between if you write phi x phi y or write phi y phi x?
Yeah.
Is it negative? Or what is it?
No, it's different. It's when this is function which corresponds commutator. And when you have time-like region, the difference implies that you have correlation, that measurement at y could change the measurement at x, okay?
It's really happened?
Sure. Everywhere, every day, at each accelerator. So, of course, it's absolutely... When some event happened in your life, for example, you saw light, it changed a little bit your, for example, mood. This is exactly what happens, that all events around you change your life. Each second.
I know, but
for example, you talk with me, and now it's different. You see, because this, you get information from me. It's exactly how it's going. And the point that it's non-zero describes the information you got. Okay. Let me finish, then we could, if you, we have time. Let's now, because I want to finish, and then at the time we have, I am ready to answer all your questions. Okay. Now, very important, it will not take long, and I answer. Extremely famous function, causal, connected with causality, or... function or Feynman propagator. It's same, just two names. Let us call DF. First of all, as any Green function, it satisfies this equation. All of them, advanced, retarded, they satisfy this equation. But different condition leads to very different function. Now, let me define it formally, and then I will describe physics besides that. Now we're doing a little bit different something. P square minus m square, and usually people just put e epsilon. This guy is still positive. And, of course, infinitesimally small. Okay, let's consider what we have. Still we have, of course, two poles. We always have two poles. Two poles. Let me write answer in this case. Before we had, I believe it's here, right? Where I describe poles, maybe here. I don't. Yeah, before we had these poles, right? Two poles in this case. Okay. Yeah, imaginary. Oh, right. You are, thank you very much. Yes, sure, thank you very much. Absolutely, of course, I. Absolutely. Okay, two poles. We have P0 equal positive. And sorry? Oh. Thank you again. Sure, I'm a little bit in hurry. Right, so of course we have usual exponent. Sure. Thank you. Yeah, it's very good that you stopped me, because like I made bad typo last one. Okay. This exponent, right? Right, so we have two poles, and this guy is this. Just check, and minus plus. This is different. Now you see one pole is in the upper little bit plane, another so what we have is this. This guy positive, and we have this. You see, this guy has small negative imaginary part. So I put here, but this guy minus has positive part. Now we have this integral, and we know that we could use this guy contour like that for the case when x0, let me write x0, like in the case of retarded. In this case, for x0 less than one, y0, good idea to use this contour. And on the other hand, we should use this contour in lower case, where a lower half plane when x0 larger y0. But you can see in both cases we get non-zero result because we have one pole here and one pole here. We get two at any relation between x and y, we get non-zero result. It's very different. It's actually new type of Green function. Before Feynman, in mathematical physics, it was not known. Then we will discuss this stuff, physical meaning of that stuff. Okay. So concerning, there is, let me residue theorem. It's almost correct. This, let me show, we have plus when this guy is counterclockwise, right? And minus when clockwise. So one should remember. So plus, I put this. This is important because in this case, we have this close contour, but it's in this case indeed is counterclockwise, but this one is clockwise, right? So actually in the case of retarded Green function, when we calculated, you should take into account this additional minus because this is clockwise when you calculate poles, okay? Anyway, let me, result is now easy to get because we know contribution of this and this guy essentially, like in calculation retarded. Let me just write answer. D F X minus Y equal D, our function, not D minus, as in the case, but D, what I started from this lecture. I even write now, not in order you would not miss this. And I have this. This is our function D, right? Which was nothing else but phi x, phi y matrix element. When x 0 larger than 1, then y 0. On the other hand, it's equal dy minus x, which is almost same, but in exponent we have plus, not minus. And this guy equal phi y phi x. This is our result. Then I could write answer in this final answer. If f x minus y equal theta function 1, when x 0 is larger than y 0, my answer is this. Phi x, phi y, this is I substitute for this. On the other hand, when y 0 is larger than x 0, I should substitute matrix element phi y, phi x, and now it is written in this famous short notation with new symbol for you, or at least for some of you. This is T-ordered product. It means exactly what is written in this line. So order means, look here, when x0 is larger than y0, so it happens later, something at x0 than at y0. You first, on the left, put phi x, and then phi y. But when y0, this is later times than x0, you should put phi y. And this symbol T order tells us exactly this. Just order should be like that. And this is very important symbol in quantum field theory. You will meet everywhere this stuff, almost in each paper in quantum field theory, this T product. Now, what is physical meaning of this stuff? Why it's called causal? Okay, look. So this guy tells me that when x0 is later than y0, we have concerning time dependence the following pi 0 I x 0 minus y0. But this exponent, like in Schrodinger equation, means that information or particle goes from y0 to x0. And it's reasonable because this guy is later than this. On the other hand, when we have opposite case, y0 later than x0, you can see in this case, we write this corresponds to this, right? Another exponent minus, like in that case, but now y0 minus x0. Right. Because you could rewrite with minus if you put y minus x, right? So now from y0 to x0, from yeah, this is this case from now from x zero to y zero because later. So this is why it's called causal. So we have this green function describe actually two independent processes. One, when x0 is later than 1,0, we have creation at y0, and then it goes at x0 and die, annihilate, and then vice versa. When y0, so it's really as should be. So propagation of particle in quantum field theory is described not by retarded, not by advanced. Usually in classical physics, what we have retarded function. In solving PDE, usually you have initial condition, and then this function is very useful to get a solution. But in quantum field theory, we have different situation. We have another green function. And it's even more interesting, it's in your assignment, when this field is complex. In this case, Klein-Gordon field has two particles. In this case, just connected with A. But in that case, you have A dagger and B dagger. And those two particles, there are questions, have opposite electric charge. Then Feynman propagator will describe the following process. One, say, at x0 larger than y0 correspond when particle is created at y0 and die at x0. But when x0 less than y0, then what happens? Antiparticle with opposite charge is created at x0 and die at y0. So you have two processes, but one with particle, another antiparticle, and they move in different, I would say, in time, y0 or x0. Anyway, yes. So essentially, I finish. I am ready now to answer your question. Go ahead.
So you haven't said exactly why we're supposed to be using a time-ordered propagator as opposed to the other propagator. You just kind of said.
No. I said, I tried to explain that this guy described, it's really physical description, what happens in quantum field theory. Because certainly, this like solution of Schrödinger wave function. This minus is important. It tells us that something like plane wave moving from y to x or particle. This is important. When y0 is less than x0, it's good. It corresponds physical picture. But when y0 is larger than x0, then particle or plane wave should move not from y0 to x0, but from x0 to y0. And we have this because this corresponds to this. So propagator really describes physical processes. They are causal when actually the cause is before the our event. You know, so the first happens, this is the cause. This is why it's called causal function.
But all of our Green's functions satisfy
the same equation. Exactly. But you see, like you have, for example, a retarded advanced function, they satisfy the same equation, but they describe very different situation. For example, retarded in classical mathematical physics, you know information at initial time. And then you solve equation for later time. It's called retarded. But sometimes, due to crazy situation, it's very seldom advanced is used. But you know what happens in future. Then you know solution by using advanced function in the past. You see, you express. But this is little bit different. This is third type of Green function, neither retarded nor advanced. It describes propagation of particles or information or plane wave. You can use any language.
So the mathematical reason why we use it, is this just so that we preserve the Lorentz invariance of the estimation?
No. It's good. It's connected. Okay. First of all, it preserves causality. And property causality reflect in analytic properties of S matrix. Point is that S matrix can be considered, and it's very important, as function of complex values for energy and momentum. And choice of this function gives you right analytic properties for S matrix. If you put retarded, you breaks causality. So your theory will not be causal. And it will be reflected in bad properties of S matrix.
Maybe it's contribution or something.
Yes. It's, you see, point is that S matrix, this is just C numbers, actually. This is cross-section at the detectors, at accelerator, expressed through those scattering amplitude. S matrix, this is scattering amplitude. And this is usual function of moment and so on. Actually, one is important properties of these things that, look, you could transform this for this function, because one pole is here, another here. You could turn this real part to imaginary without crossing singularity. It corresponds to famous so-called weak rotation or going to Euclidean region. With those guys, you cannot do this. You see, for example, for this, and I cross this. This is another reason. So it's very special function, and it really describes physical processes. You will get this problem for complex. We could discuss later complex Klein-Gordon field. It's even more explicit in that case. Yes, yes.
Here you add like epsilon or their p is not p zero epsilon. How can we justify this method that we use?
Okay, only that this prescription gives me what I want to get. By definition here, this function is zero when x zero less than y zero. And I got it with this prescription. I just got it. Only by this. In this case, I actually started from this prescription, and in the end, I got this result, which correspond correct propagating of energy, if you want, for both x zero larger than y zero and x zero less than y zero for both of them. So in principle, I should start. Just it would be difficult for us to for you to follow me. To say, okay, now I want to get causal function and explain that it should be like that for this and that for that, and then to show that this prescription gives the right answer. But what I just took this prescription and showed you the answer and then interpreted it. So it's not that you have million green functions. You have essentially three, retarded, advanced, causal. And now you know the prescription for three of them. Yes, go.
Just looking at the retarded means.
Right.
These are the right descriptions when you have some kind of decay in the
system. No, actually no. I hope maybe Chris, you see, I want maybe each of you, or only this can be a kind of volunteers, a kind of present, say, 15 minutes, some stuff, very short. I would like ask Chris, it's convenient to start from him. He's my student, so he could ask questions easier. So he should show at least what I want. Maybe it will not work, then we will stop. He, I hope, will present. This is in Peshkin, a problem in the very end of chapter 2. It's creation of particle by source. And in that case, you have source and you have PDE with this Klein-Gordon, and you should get the density of created particles. Then you should use, in that case, retarded functions, because you know this condition, initial corresponding something. So point is that sometimes this retarded function in mathematical physics, engineering especially, it's used a lot. Just if you know initial condition, then solution is expressed through retarded function. You see, point is that we should apparently soon stop. Point is, this is PDE course, essentially, that all solutions of inhomogeneous linear PDE, partial differential equation, are expressed through Green function. And when you know initial condition at, say, t equals 0, then you should use retarding. If you know, as I said, what happens in future with your stuff, then you should use advanced. Maybe briefly, Chris just introduced to this stuff. But this is PDE stuff. Maybe you just go internet, Wikipedia, Green function. Right now, you know, everything is there. Right? Right, okay. Sure. Yeah. Point is that you have here, by definition, this Fourier transform of this Green function has two poles. And at this poles, it's infinite. Of course, like at any pole. But what is important is that our integral in this case is finite. But of course, it's infinite. It's not as any pole, it's infinite. At this point, it's infinite, and at this point, but it's not real part. Here, it's finite, a long path integral. Right.
Could you say some words about the interpretation of imaginary part of the not?
Imaginary part?
Yeah.
Okay. Usually, when we consider here in infinitesimally small. But if it's finite, for example, here, sometimes we have. Usually it corresponds some resonances, particles which short-lived, they decay. But those singularities, pole singularities, should be not on so-called first list in complex plane, but on second. It's like in usual non-relativistic quantum mechanics. So maybe you look Braid-Wigner resonance, for example, in any text, Landau-Lifshitz, quantum mechanics, non-relativistic, there is interpretation. So many particles, they live very during short time. For example, Rho meson, and essentially all of them, pion, hadrons, and their energy, one can say, has complex value. It has imaginary part, right?
So one more maybe. We change the poles, but is it the same if we change the contour?
Yes, you can say, okay, you can say that this is, in this case, equivalent the following prescription. Just it's, so this is pole exactly at real part. But you lead bit change, so now epsilon is here. But it's the same story. It's equivalent. You can say this is deformation. Right, of course.
Weak rotations.
Of course, right. No, weak it's different. But for this pole, you just say this, that you have pole here. And then your contour is here. And say this guy is here. Then you have now pole here. And it's here. So here you're going in lower part, here in upper part. Okay. It's same. You can use this language. I believe it's more clear, so I use this language with Ipsilon. Yeah.
Maybe this again the same question, but I can understand that very well because here we have one question, just finding the green function, and we had two prescriptions.
We have three. For advanced, we have another.
Yeah.
If we have advanced.
But my question: why different prescription uses different answer? Because we have different answer. What makes a change here?
Right. Just calculate by your hand, and you will see this.
Yeah, I know it. We got this, but I don't know why. For example, here we have chosen 2i epsilon p naught, and there we have chosen I epsilon. But I don't know why we put p naught here. Why we put 2 here? What is the reason? Because we know
the reason is that I should get solution which is 0 when x 0 is less than y 0, and with this prescription I got it. This is all the reason.
Why did you put 3 there instead of 2?
3 is fine also. It's just convenient in order to get one here. You could get, if you like this number, large number, put billion.
But why p naught? Why p naught squared?
Put, sorry?
P naught squared. It doesn't matter.
Pi?
P 0.
This is very important.
Why is not p squared? Why is p 0?
Okay, put this, you will not get retarded. Because your singularities will be in different place. The main important point is where are your singularities, in upper or lower plane. So do this by yourself. You see, it's like always, it's good question you ask, but without doing this by yourself, you will not get real answer. Right? Real thing is for retarded to show that I have two poles, both in lower plane. And then I got 0 for this contour which correspond x 0 less than y 0, okay? But of course, number is just, I should say this, just convenient. It's just in literature, usually for that put 2. And this is no 2, nothing in this case, something like that. It's just historical. But yeah, it's infinitesimally small, it's really doesn't matter, coefficient. But function, which is difference between 2 and pi 0, it's function. It's plus for positive p 0 and, right. So you change character of your solution, okay? Okay, guys, you spend some time for that. Apparently, we should go just shuttle our shuttle waiting us.